what we are going to do is a spiritual business. And if it's a spiritual business, then it has to be done by a spiritual people. It is not enough that we want to do things for God. It is more important that we do it gospel. Jesus came and said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Meaning that there is something of all the pathways that lead to the things that is divine is in Christ Jesus. That is why the book of Colossians called him the son of all things, the son of all spiritual things. Christ is the son of all spiritual things. So when a man comes with anything, and that thing can be traced as a core reality, after some time it will become obvious that it is just a fragment of Christ that we touch. So all our experiences in God, if it will be correct, it has to be traced to Christ. And that is why the Bible says that it is not possible for us to enter into the things of God except the Holy Spirit begins to teach us. To the book of John, he said, it is a sin that I go. I don't know any of you here would have wanted to be one of the disciples of Jesus when he was alive. Probably he would be with him on that day that he brought five fishes, five loaves and two fishes, and then he divided it among 5,000 and they ate, and they had 12 baskets remaining. Probably you would have loved to be one of them that saw the death of the woman from May, and Jesus touched him back and said, come back. Probably you have wanted to be amongst them that was on the sea, and Jesus said, peace is here. Probably you would have wanted to be amongst them that was there when he came to the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. Do you know after all those mighty signs and wonders, Jesus came to the place and said, this is here that I go. It is necessary. The reason why it is necessary is because the things are bringing across to you is harder than you think. Many times, after many seasons, the disciples will come and ask me, and their question is a revelation of the fact that they have not indeed entered into the reality of what they are able to be. So, in certain times, even if you are not the person that is taking the path to come to Jesus, come to his disciples and say, this person needs to be free. And even though his disciples have been able to deal with the matters like that before, they encounter the one that they have once. It is not just that they have once, it is not just that they can't do it. They don't even know what to do so that they will be able to do it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So, one thing is that you don't have what it is. Another is that you know what to do so that you will retain what it is. But these disciples, even though they can't do it, they don't even know what to do so that they will be able to do it. So Jesus appeared to them and he told them, this kind, suffer me this kind. There is such a thing as this kind cannot go except by fasting and prayer. Get it? No matter how much Jesus told them about fasting and prayer, none of them enter into the importance, the necessity of prayer. If you take the Holy Spirit within the body in your heart, for you to enter into the necessity of prayer, it's beyond the teachings. Do you know that certain of the disciples, Peter, James, and John, Jesus took them to the mount? You know the story where he unveiled himself and his glory shined forth. You know that they were in that place at the encounter came. Peter, James, and John, they were somewhere sleeping. Meanwhile, the Bible said that Jesus called them, come, let us pray so that I will show you something. Another time he called them to pray, this is about the time that he was about to be offered. So when he came before the three of them, come, let's just pray. When he called them, you know Peter, James, and John could not pray with Jesus for one hour. And he's thinking of prayer. And he became all the doubt that he can test. In his mind, to someone who can test at all, is to someone on If you ask me, you say, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. When you say Jesus needed the most help, he went to the sleep. And Jesus appeared and said, why can't you watch with me for just an hour? I will come. Probably you will think if you are the one you have done best. But I tell you, you will do what Peter did in John. Jesus was there, the greatest of his life. And he demanded that you do. What's your name, sister? He wanted that you do. What's your name? I didn't hear you. But I just want to raise your attention. Imagine if Jesus saw you. Where's the man? 1 hour. Just give me 1 hour. Tell to 1 and 9. He said, Father, I can't. You know how my day is. I know you understand. You are a God of mercy and grace. Do you understand? Do you understand your weakness and your capacity to show that is God when it matters? And that is why when Jesus was praying, his sweat that was coming out from his body is like God. It is a proof that he carried a body that could have been shared amongst the city, could have been shared amongst at least 3 people. 1 man is carrying. A body that could have been shared amongst 1,000 people. Just 10 men are carrying it. And it is sweating more than we should. It is because many men are not reaching to the place where they are standing with Jesus. Meanwhile, they came and told him, you want to sit at your left and at your right? He said, no, it's not willing to me. It's dependent on the amount of price you're willing to pay. He said, are you willing to drink of the cup? Before they go out, he told them, no, you will drink it. You are looking at it, you will drink it. If it is possible that your destiny will manifest, your destiny will break out, then there is a cup to drink. There is a cup. So all those treaties, all those decisions, all those executives on the matter of prayer that Jesus is giving them, remember, even after telling them that this guy cannot go out except by fasting and prayer, he still called them up to the mountain. They still said, what is happening? Jesus called them Jesus. Not a man of God, not a pastor, not an apostle, not a teacher, not an evangelist. Jesus himself, the Lord, called them saying, what you do for 1 hour. I know you say you will do it, you will gladly do it. But you are not being the one who is calling them. That is what he said. Abraham told the rich man, he told him, don't tell him to send him. That you will be people from here, those who are not here. So if you can't hear me, Jesus is saying, you can't hear me. Not because you don't want to, but something is missing. A redeem has not come. Prayer is not so much of a teaching. Prayer is a spirit. It is a teaching, but not a teaching letters, not a teaching of the didactic. It's not just a didactic, it's not just a communication of a set of a body of knowledge. It's the only communication of a body of knowledge. It is a communication of the spirit. When that spirit comes, that you have taught in the words of prayer. Because beyond the thing that is in the scripture, you will notice that you are becoming a different Christian. As a result of the teaching of the spirit of prayer that has come inside of you. Do you know what happened after that time? The same spirit came upon them after the day of Pentecost. In the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 4, he says that we cannot give ourselves to serving things that we will give ourselves to the ministry of prayer. The same people that cannot pray for 1 hour, what happened? Say after in the Holy Ghost. Yeshua HaMashiach Rana Judah Hakore Chemba. The Holy Ghost. Even Jesus in the flesh, we are asked that his ministry is different. Instead, the Holy Ghost comes on his own. Because the communication of God is not necessarily committing. The communication of ourselves to prayer. Because prayer is, if you really through which God is in his counter, in life, in families, in testimonies, as long as men begin to pray, even the things that is not captured in prayer points will be included in the executions of God. As long as men pray, they know that as long as God uses them to establish and promote, propagate the truthness of the kingdom, they have to give themselves to the wings of prayer. He just says, men don't just pray, so men pray. When Christ was killed and Peter was collected, they said to the disciples, they made prayer. If this campus can make prayer, even the things that the enemy has collected can be cut back. There is no way that he knows the things that we have lost from the enemy will be cut back. There is a season you struggle with prayer, but that season has passed in the name of Jesus. I believe you today that will be a baptism of the spirit of prayer.
Yeah.
sacrifice. The life that has not started is not open to increase. It is when you begin to turn it that more blessings begin. You see, the dimensions of God is as big as God himself. It is eternity. The corner is smaller than the meter. So when you step into it, we don't even know how to begin. But then I said, we are doing something.
Thank you.
or to fight with you, and then we pray and trust you. Second Samuel chapter 13, verse 20.
You live forever, I will name is the Lord. You are the wisdom of my God. You live forever, I will name is the Lord. You are the wisdom of my God. We come to the gates of God. We ask.
Many times you have to choose. You despise the things that God made for your making. because we don't understand that those small things are the intangibilities surrounding the making of a man in the realm of the spirit. But we just surround ourselves and become celebrities in our attempt to grow in God. Now, I know that in general sense, we grow by fasting, prayer, and all that. But we fail because a man has a unique path in God. And if it is true that you have found your unique path, then there is a training you need that is not generic. Are you getting the point? So, in certain cities, you need men that understand the shape of how God deals with men on that path. Even as they can only explain the thoroughness of the experience. When it becomes subjective, you have to live to the teachings and teachings of the Spirit. Another thing that we do for you is to tell you how the Spirit teaches and teaches to men. So that when you come, just like Samuel, ever I had experience, and every time, God will call Samuel, you can't be there. God will call Samuel, are you with me? He called him to see two or three times, and on the top one, ever I had this part of it. Something is happening to this young man. Are you seeing it? Now, you cannot manufacture the voice of God. That is a theme and teaching that is specific, subjective to the prophet Samuel. So, he told you, when that voice speaks again, tell him, speak more when I stand above. This is a teaching that came as a result of the fact that a man is intelligent and the circumference of Christian experience. He knows that. Even this voice is speaking like the devil was before, and this is the kind of response you can give. Now, he can't participate, he can tell you how the thing will be. So, when you meet that account like this, you don't have to respond. So, the next time, you put some summer. What is summer? He said, what? It is said that God initiated a one to one encounter with summer. You see, that's the best that we have that has been prompted into this realm of wisdom can bring you to. But the season will come, you will have to judge for your own. They can only explain it, but you have to never. Are you with me? What? So, the answer comes to teacher after the process. Sometimes, it is not too important that there is 1,000 believers that is praying that is saying their word again. It is more important how many of them are armed. And what is the nature of weapons that they have? And how skilled they are? There is such a thing as skill. So, when you call the people, the enemy comes every 2 months to come and teach us how to use the weapon. 2 months. And the teaching is, see, my thing is in a dream, is what in a dream. Every two months. The last time we entered about September last year, do you know that that thing that was like a spell has turned to a last appeal? See, my thing, she's not holding a spell, she's holding a last appeal in her hands. That is different people. But due to training and use, it has become last appeal. These are weapons that men have. I hope you know that something like utterance is a weapon in the spirit. I hope probably you think what men are doing, they are speaking, they are not speaking. Some of the people that know what they have, when they speak, they know that they are making war. And some to repeat for 30 minutes before they open the Bible. So if you want to know, if you want to know what is going on, it's weapon. It's people. Yes, yes. Should I show you the history of a measure of utterance that has gained a high image, a higher factor of usage? The Bible said in the book of Revelation that when the man that was speaking, he said, what was coming out of his mouth was like what? It was like two edged swords. You see, in my own opinion, John was speaking based on the technological development of his time. I believe if you are the one that had that example, you will say that out of his mouth is coming out two lesser things. Because that is actually lesser things. And sometimes, when we speak, sometimes the people's eyes are open to the spirit. And when they are open,
is better with. That's why when some of them look at you and speak to you like this, it's because you do so. That's what the service is done. How many of you are? We have radiographers. You know what is later beat if you know those special. Later beats, no matter how hard a man starts, what you need is just place it on the heart and keep it there. Keep it there. It's sticking from that heart and melt. One day, I told my sister to be in prayer. She feed the mind. And as she led prayer, you need to put some of you. The only way it is good that God uses such people so that we know that our post is not in the natural. Because I'm sure that 95% of people here is bigger than that. When she prays, people will be falling under power. They will be hugging pillars, crying and praying. And what is this? When she was praying, something struck very deep. I pray for. So it's not easy for you to stand me. If I'm praying with you, because I understand prayer, I want to pray with you. But for you to be praying and stand me there, there is something you have. The young lady has a weapon. Talk to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, what do you have in your hand? What do you have? Because of the home of Israel, and none of them have weapon except Jonathan and Saul. Before Israel, and Israel is the summary of God's hand. A day has come that God's army have appeared, and they want to enter into warfare. They don't know their weapons. They have not activated their weapons. They are not trained in their weapons. They are not skilled in the use of their weapons. So you see, my sister, that is all. I need to tell you, everything God needs to save this campus is always in this campus. It's not outside. If people like us come from outside, it is to help you. Are you hearing me? You are hearing me say amen. The challenge is what I'm telling you. An army without weapon. It is my prayer today that at least, even if it is 30 people here, just pass, that God will give you weapon. Weapons that is hidden in the spirit. It's not all weapon that you have. Some of you, God might need to change your weapon for you. I hear you, my brother. God, I need to change your weapon. A young man met me. He said that there is a demon, but it comes like a dog. A dog in a dream. The demon comes like a dog. And when the demon comes, you dream him like a dog. The guy who looked around him, he saw proof, certainly proof. And he said, certainly proof. I want to hear like yesterday. Somebody prove. And that's the best. That is true. That my guy wanted to use a fight dog. So this is what he was doing. He knew the dog like this. The dog will do. I call him. And that is the testimony of an average believer. Inconsistent walk in God. Inconsistent victory that sometimes doesn't last for more than 3 days. Victory that sometimes doesn't last more than 2 weeks. It's not going to be a final. Then you crash. Then you do it again. Then you crash. Then you do it again. Your weapon is good. You need our grace. You need our grace. I'm not going to put a son himself. And a principality met him. And when the principality came, he brought out the sword. He had a sword. And you just be cutting the principality like this. The principality too is not cutting the principality. What is the sword? Say the sword is green in color. I told him of that. What you have? See, let me tell you. Are you okay? What's wrong? Knife. There are many kinds of knife. You know, pen knife and pen knife. The one they use to cut orange. How many of you know that this knife?
You know, preaching night, that one they used to do on us. And PBM. How many of you know that preaching night? Is it even a people? How many of you know that this one they used to call grass is still mine? There is one that they call Saba. That one is the East. That was the people that live in Texas. That's what they use for their woman. That one is nice. I want to ask you, let's say it. Between Bedline and that one, which one do you choose? Why do you settle for Bedline? Guess what? Some of you are facing maybe more better than his family. A young lady went and he saw a vision. Don't go, you saw a vision of a Christianity that is struggling in one. You don't know what this is to do. She got out people and they started praying, they started reviving reason. The Christianity said, you will not pass the message down. She tried to know and it's good, but she is using pen knife. When I was younger, I went to secondary school and college. One of the bags that you are from the street is that you have a lot of wounds on your body. You don't have room, you have not broken your head, you have not cut any cuts on your body. How many of you have come and you have been on this and you have been? You understand what I'm saying? Let me understand. Don't say in the night, I went to the church. There is a place they call, Aram Kao Plaza. You know. In the night, there is a place they sell purchases. And there is a woman and the daughter that sells it. The name of the daughter is Chidera. So in the night, all the humans of guys will go to buy from Chidera and to sell them Chidera and go. In the night. But there is a man called Jensen. Jensen, let us money. If Jensen meets you, he is just doing his hand. There is a way. I used to think all blows is said. There is a key baby in the door. The man, if he hits you on his face, he will get your eye, get your nose, get your mouth, and the same time. I don't know how he does it. But if I'm the one, probably I will target your eye, or target your nose, or target your mouth, the man will just bam. And blood was coming from everywhere. He collected in the room. Connected phone, connected money, and left. See, pen knife is knife, but there are things you can come answer. You need an upgrade. The whole camp of Israelites is only two people that have been moved. How many people will they fight? What we need to do is not to go into that warfare. What we need to do is to get men into the place. What we need to do is to import speech. What we need to do is to bring men that have the capacity to train people on how to use them. Then answer some system. If you feel like the prophecy that God gave Elijah to give Elijah, Jimmy, and herself. He said, whosoever escaped the son of Elijah, what will happen to him? Jesus. If he escapes you, what will happen to him? Hazel. It's not if he escapes this person is over. Except this person is over. No. We need a powerful man with big ones. Oh, that the army of God will be a peace. We can bring to what it takes. May we not be weak, may we not be feeble. It is said that we have come upon in the day of war and many to have what it is. Are you with me? So after the guy prayed for some time, what happened to me was that the sensor changed from green to red. And he noticed that the specified came again. He shoot the sword. And he entered the principality. He knew me, but at least the principality ran away. But before the principality, he was cutting him. Some of you. somebody said that he was sleeping and a demon landed on him. How do you know what I'm saying? That demon. I heard there is a medical name for it. There is nothing medical, they must give you a name. They have them for everything. Just tell a lot of medical people something, they want to get a name. If there is no name, they can cause one. I just met recently that the name is Sleep Paralysis. May God help you. May God help you. Sleep Paralysis is something from St. Jesus. If you sleep paralysis, you can't help, at least you can say Jesus and love him, Jesus has all of them. You are saying Jesus. But when you want to say Jesus, for me, it is stopping you from saying Jesus is not good. That thing is not natural. At least, even if you need to say something, at least you don't say Jesus is not, I know Jesus. Even if you Jesus is so far, I think you're coming in, are you with me, sister? But the thing you make sure you have on Jesus, yes, no. Every time you have been succeeding in saying Jesus three times, why is it that if you say Jesus three times, it's not? Why is he stopping an invention of the name? What is he saying? The name to me? Sleep paralysis. May God deliver you from that in Jesus' name. What you don't know is that some people like you, you know, some people, they don't have death. You know, you have death. Are you with me? Some people, they don't have death, they are the bed. And in the night, you are sleeping like so, what is he bed? They will come and lie on top of you. And when they lie on top of you, you see, as if they drop the weight from you. Try everything you can go get up. Try it. You will say the God of Israel, you say, James, it has happened to you before. Those days, there was strife, and everybody left. And the witches, they used to share God. If they saw 500 people, their time will be through. Are you with me or no? There is a total of knowledge of supply. I don't want to. Okay, let me say it to you. Just like you have a total of business and prayer to supply, so that the project of God will go forward. Then you have your own. That's why you are not sleeping. You are the only one sleeping. You are the only one sleeping. I'm tired. They don't complain. They know that if they fail, something will happen. So they came down. During this time, they came down and found out that the 500 people, maybe half of this of them, you collect. And then by the time they are getting to you, it was they have collected them all. But they can't really strike and we are doing one. They now rush you, say, see, I was sleeping again. I had no idea he used to walk, but he is tired. You came back and the man landed. The man landed on you. Sucking, woke up tomorrow morning. I had to tell my niece, say, Father, I've been sick for 1 week. Some of the sicknesses, those small sicknesses, is as a result of witchcraft activity. Have you seen the body pot before? A pot that is white and is water. That pot will entire fetch of it. No, it's real. It's, you are free. Are you with me? If the fly one is free, then there is cockroach in your house looking for whether it's because the soup in your pot has gotten cold. It is soup in your fire. Cockroach fire. There is no fire. There is no fire. what some people have, well, if I say you don't have fire, then you say it's not true. Okay, you have fire. But you need to know, just as I said before, candle fire is different from candle. Candle, somebody candle is different. I don't know my candle. I use my hand like this. I'm small as a light. That's how I stuck out many candles. It's not much of a challenge, it's not much of an obstacle for him to stop up the light. As he's starting to just pay me a little, but he needs to be small. Can you see fire? So, if you see fire from your soul, you see fire. There's a way there's a way you shift your mouth. And it will go up. How many of you know there is a way you speak and it will go up? You see how fire? That's how many people are saying they will see some sister because they say, and they say, this sister is on fire for Jesus. Let's give her the prayer section. And then she went to the night and 40 minutes. They say, let's. So they said, some people, they are sleeping, but they don't want to discover. They said, let's go and check. Let's find out whether this is the sister is doing this. They will not come. After coming, they are all far come, and they will be blowing on your fire. Part of the way they blow on your fire is, there is what we call the spirit of sorrow. I mean, slumber is a spirit. When it comes on you, you cannot explain it by thought in the mind. Even if you lose your heart like this, what will do? And be your eye like this, you see sleep. On that day, this your eye will be behavior like your hand. And once you sleep for 12 to 3, you see you go. They are blowing on your fire with the spirit of slumber. That's different. And you said, they say, you see this one, they say, is on fire for Jesus. Is this the fire you want to use as any dishes? I hope you know that sometimes you can bring your people and set them to the side and take the thing and break the plate in his body. And make sure you don't have to put it. Some people fought and lost their way when it wanted. But the general challenge is that many people get in this year, don't even know what these people. Don't even know whether they have one. If I take down to now and see many people don't know. I know many people, I know. Not even from humans. If I come to certain territories, I was mistreated in one time. And then I came, despite all my preparation, I came to God. I wanted to minister. And then I noticed everywhere was like on the wall. I said, what is this? I groaned for 2 hours, suddenly my eyes opened in the street, and I saw. You may have been described to you this man you want this. How many of you? You have watched that movie called Avengers. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Nothing will happen. You are not my spider. Just raise your hand. If you are watching, raise your hand, raise your hand. It's because there is a character there. The name of that character is called Thor. You know that thing is talking in the center. That's what I use to interpret it. If I come with hands, I will just find one place and this, and this, and this, and this. It is still as if the mountains of the deep broke out. And I've become so skilled with using it over the years. So, how do you mean? Ask yourself. What is your need for now? Do you know it? Do you know, have you answered that? What the person say? Find out. I want to come and find out. What did you get? What did you get from your I've been there in question here. On the left and on the right. Get an answer. I'm coming to collect and come. All these people do it like this. It's not spirituality. You need to answer this question. Somebody can write like that like this. She's looking like a woman of God. If you are looking like a woman of God, let's ask you now. Hallelujah. Let me say for God. Let's compare and contrast. Second Samuel chapter 23. Let's see verse 8. Okay, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Next verse, continue to 12. Now listen, this is the background of the mighty men that David had. Now, this is the end of the story. But when you get to the beginning of the story, you will realize that the path that David took in his journey is a unique path. He started from the house of Saul, then he moved and went to the house of Samuel. That was why, after being trained in the house of the priest, you know a season came when the Amalekites were chasing them. You see, as Ziklag, when they finished and they took everything and all that, even the priest and everybody left. How many of you have heard this story? David came there and there was nobody to consult. He said, give me the airport. It's only the priest that can carry the airport. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is it clear when he came into the temple and he was looking for food and they went to the hallowed bread and took bread from there and gave it to David? Him and his people. That means indeed David is a priest. See, but that is not where the story ended. There was a time that Saul was looking for David so much. Do you know how David left Israel? And enter East. How many of you have heard the story? Maybe a few guys check it. He entered the meeting. It was there. On that cover. He seemed as if he joined the Philistines, but he didn't really join them. He started in alignment with the Philistines. That season of his life is to learn both how to relate to people and how to use people. Because as of then, there is no sweep in the land of Israel. All they have family there. They don't know how to make the force of war. So every stronghold is mighty men. Don't let the harassers. The scripture spoke about them. He said, men despondent, disappointed, dismayed, discouraged, all of them. If your life is cut and just by waiting, he took all of them. When they came to Christ, they began to learn the way of war. The war brings and the seeds of it. This is where these mighty men began to handle spiritual things. This is where they began to handle heavy matters in the state. See, this is what happens to many people in the natural. They don't know that there are people at business that is using the same time that they are wasting to handle things in the spirit. And they will come and they say, all of us are able. No, you are not able to do. It's just that you told me everybody is doing the same. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't deceive yourself thinking everyone is doing the same thing. I remember the time they said, in our room, nobody should do it and all that. You know what they did? And I used to cover my head and my wig, everything with a blanket. And they would say, I'm oversleeping. They say, I'm oversleeping. But the day I was under that blanket, it's too bad. My brother, have you prayed this? In like a generation? Have you not used it before? Huh? You have used it? What's the capacity of your generation? Is it a past my level? So I hope also you use that past my level. There is a past my level that God has had many years ago. Have you ever done that? Is that past my level? Hey, Jesus. Is that past my level? If you tell put babies on it, it's not the cause of the jail. It's not as if you don't want to carry you, just that the capacity can carry you. It is and then it will go. This kind of talk is in the jail. Have you ever been seen before, my sister? And then after meeting, then you drown her. Yeah? It's not a drown. You can't be using something maybe like that and not be able to drown. You think you move somewhere? You know they drink water. You think you're like that? You need to drink water. So I will honor my gentleman. Anyway, it depends on the gentleman that you have. Because after some time, I shifted to my past and then. Because the demand is increasing. I shifted to what's this one? To make my man. That one that is like this. Probably that the one that I use in outside. That's why this time is doing over. If I use my voice. If I increase it, I will be like this. You can't even carry my voice. I increase. To the mission, Saturday in Easter. We went to pray the Easter. They said that 16 kVA is 1.25 million. 16 kVA, that's the one you put to one oil or anything. That hand is moist food. If you don't believe it, you won't get too many sounds, but last everywhere. Some years ago, not too long ago, I went to visit my father in the world for the crusade at BSU Macaulay. That day, we left in his car. So, it was me and him. He was driving, I was like this. He was teaching me something. There's something he was teaching me when he finished. I want my target now is not about what it's all about. My target is what it is. And so he said, let's not pray. So we went to tent. We went to the front of and then he was facing like this. That's what we did for 2 hours. Then he said, let's go. We entered the car, my brother. Come and see what happened in that crusade. Come and see. He it seems as if anything is saying, he has all left his mouth from behind. I say, what is this? See, the people we are there say, Jesus, I want to myself again. I say, what is this? It is not just that God is confirming his word, it's that he pays at each request that confirmed. It was now meeting that people over the phone. Christians rose over the phone, all kinds of things that happened. 2 hours prayer. Meanwhile, many years ago, if I want to prepare for program, I will fast for 3 days, pray from morning to night, enter the meeting, and then I will find people like this. I'll be very happy. If only God wants to be rich, I apologize to all the people I broke their way. I think maybe Pastor Steve will bring this up for me. But he will know it is not their fault. It's not their chair. Their chair. Their chair is this one. After some season, I increased my chair. And a day come, even me, I go to the Bible meetings over the phone. People gather around, I was in my holiday garden, people gather somewhere in the room, and they were having prayer, and Jesus said, I should come and minister to them. I just took the phone, and I said, after speaking, the power of God being passed everywhere, this is as if I was there, this is actually, and that's in this way. No. So, the power of God moves so much. I need to ask myself, is it not better to be doing it over the phone? Because there are some things if you see physically your face will go down. I hope you know. The day they even know about this for me, this is why I felt like this. So the guy that is doing it, but the guy I can't live out, the guy is here, I said, oh, look at this. So this kind of face, can not be seen in the world. In my heart, I was the one that was the most common. The only challenge is that I was doubting the experience. That was my challenge. You see, what you needed that challenge is something different. After many years, God tells you, so that's like this for people, you give it to me. Somebody came to my meeting, I was teaching a Holy Ghost, but he was open without me. As he was talking to me, I was saying my name. When I spoke for some time, the power of God took him. He was sitting, took him. He was still dancing and spoke in tongues. He was still dancing and didn't work. Because the truth is that he really wanted the experience. Just that tradition and the things he has learned or taught to know about the Holy Ghost. Because the challenge of many people is what they thought they know about the Holy Ghost. All those things you think you know is wrong. They are rubbish. Don't know me. Some of us, I come now and I say, now I have something on my brother. I said, what for you? 2003, I was watching Pastor Chris Oyakhilome on the television, and he looked at somebody like this and said, wow, the Holy Ghost is on you. Oh, she defends himself. I said, nah. He has not been seen for that, why he's so spent. Look at the man right here, he's standing to give out a roof and I'll fall. For the way of the Lord is the way of peace. And then I hear, after my encounter, adopted that and began to do my own thing. May God use an encounter to clear all your doubts in the name of Jesus. Apart from it's not as if people don't want to follow God, but it's not as if they are being doubted, they don't want this thing. It's just that they have not been convinced beyond measure. There's something. Continue telling me that Jesus is alive. It's good that heaven is on the school that preached it. Until my room and the door will flame up. The door was no more a door, it became light. Or that I knew beyond what is in the Bible that Jesus is alive too. And I promise of that encounter. After putting that encounter for 1 year, 6 months, I came up and God said, I'm telling you. For the first time in my life, she looked at me and called me pastor. I mean, they have not done it before that time. It's not my mother who gives motivation to me with you. Motivation that calling me pastor, how come your pastor is in his need? It's as a result of the encounters and lives you have been given in his need. She looked at me and called me pastor. That what she saw in his spirit was there, and she has to change her perception of me. For the will of the Lord is the will of me.
There is no man to see the storm. There is no man to see the hand of the enemy.
second can come in and do everything. The challenge is that many are not sleeping in bed upon him. I began to wonder. It is that it can happen sometimes. Have you not heard that we think that Jesus is not? How many of you are praying with him? Do you think he was? Do you think so? Forget that sometimes you come and listen to my preaching. I will teach that you all. That's good. Sometimes you are acting this day. See my sin. Everything is as heavy as the dust. There are some things that should not stand on his path. It should be like the rolling stone. But we now want anything that falls on it, it is scattered. If it falls on anything, it will crush it. Do you know the challenge? Men don't have freedom. And the days of David is that men that have passed through the cave of Babylon, men that have received the training from skills of the spirit, and they have been with people, no research. You cannot be having the reason that this is what you will have. The things you contend with, the things you are facing, need something in it. When just one book will set up in 3 months later, I tell you, I have done it. I have been set up so bad that he didn't come back for 6 months. That thing that is written in the scripture is true. He said, after testing Jesus, after the temptation, what did the scripture say? He said that Satan left him for what? For a season. Sometimes you beat Satan and he leaves him for 6 months. You will have a few things. Everything you do will work. Everything you touch will turn to gold. Your name will spread across everywhere. I tell you the truth, God. Once you face Satan, even somebody that doesn't like you will still speak about you. He says, nobody say I like a girl, but if not for this, then God don't give up something. You may set up and then, and men and heaven, hear the same testimony about you in the name of Jesus. You must have it. The things you should do is to guide the whole family. To be a watchman, the Bible said, I have set one man on my walls. If he say, I will say. Don't laugh. If he say, I will say. He said what? I have said. The problem is that many watchmen have not risen up to their ministry, to their calling. And as long as men have not risen, Satan will be having a duty. You see, some of them don't even know what they have. Some of them thought they are still being. So use their tongue to speak grammar. The tongue that you should use for tongue is for grammar. And then we came to my prayer meeting. If you see the name of Jesus, my sisters, there are levels in this makeup. There are levels that we have called to pay foundation. First foundation, second foundation, and then foundations. On this place, when it's foundation, this day if you say foundation, it will define the foundation. If it's before you say foundation, it means it is complete. This day if you say foundation, it can mean to one place. It can mean. We started praying. We prayed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14. I hope you know prayer, their prayer, and their prayer. You know, you can begin. Shalom, Shalom, prayer that didn't move you, you think he moved God. The prayer did not even move you to look away from somebody. Then the way you pray, you won't notice the people around you. The prayer you are praying has not made you to lose touch with your physical surroundings. and you think it's moving God,
then you joke about my friend.
After praying for 13 hours, the foundation that the Lord will not leave. The foundation that the Lord did not lay
began to crack.
Began to crack. Began to crack. Somebody said, Lord! May every foundation in your life, spiritually, physically, even on your face, that is stopping God from losing you the way it should. May all of them crack and fall away in Jesus' name, Lord. We can't have two foundations at the same time. One foundation has to give you. Before you know it, see a baby when the lady was growing, all her clothes, you know, this, and notice some people, they come for prayer with you, and then, you know, some shoes, you don't, have you seen someone coming for the farm, and he is dressed with you? What is the latest clothes, my sister, help me? What is the latest from all the one already? Now give me a day, somebody help me. I know some, the one I know, that is a use. What I know is a bag. There is a bag that lays. You think it's ready now. The name is by 10 Hells. A hell is of the 100 million. And the lady will carry it like this. When I heard it, I said, please have changed. If it's not there, I promise that they will come for her. Believe me. They will come for her. Yes. A woman was carrying a bag. And then back in the way, and one is in the back, they didn't have time to negotiate. They used the sharp knife, cut the back, cut the child's leg. The two of them dropped on the ground. Carry your bike and medals in the medals. Anyway, I don't know if I have been cleaned or it has changed or good. Glory to God. You know, or is it really the way in men? Those days, they used to watch walking. Immediately, you come out. You know they are hostile, you know, you come in, or you say, come out and watch walking. They know who stole, and I don't know who stole with me. It's not a big thing. It's even pride. Let me think that. That's not my story. That's not my story. See, there are some people in the court to prayer with me. You know? Maybe you are still aware of you are here again. My God. You know? You are still aware of your watch. Let me see your watch. There is this new watch that it looks like. What is the name of that watch? You are ready. No. This one is seriously coming from Apple or something. It's looking like that. You will not be doing it like this. Jesus Shakabana Sasana. Shakabana. And then if you are not seeing it, you touch your head. You do your head like this so that you will see. Prayer has not started. When prayer starts, you forget your shoe. Should I tell you? You can even forget your mental aspect. I'm telling you. Don't let your mother say, As of that moment, what she is interested in is serving my kind of sleep. Our people have a problem. They say that the house is gone, can never be chasing rats. Is it not true? If you want your house is gone, first of all, my guy, is your house gone? If your house is gone, if your house is gone, you will stay 3 hours in the night. If God will open your eyes to see the weight of your destiny and mercy, there is a mode you will take. After fasting for 100 days, you will want to fast again. Not because of anything, but because you are realizing that even the fasting I did
last week and fasted for 3 days straight.
You know, my head, the hand of the Lord.
When people say like that, I will say, is there any other life except fasting? It's possible. I've fasted more than all of you here, enjoy together. I mean, if you enjoy all your fasting together, I've fasted more than you. It's possible. Hello. Someone say, what did this guy say? How much have you been fasting? How long have you been fasting? Let me leave that story. But I think that. I think it. See what this? 21 days you are doing. 40 days. Highest you fast 50 days, 100 days. If you fast 100 days, how many of you have fasted 100 days?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I am not counting you. I don't know if you have come, what have you done? I'm not counting you. 100 days. You have not fasted 100 days.
You pass to the point that you eat, it is easy for you to see.
How many of you have happened to you? You fasted for long, and then you see, imagine you see something for you enter the system.
Have you fasted for 1 minute? What of 200? What of 300?
I know a man
that has fasted 300.
And then, are you with me? 200 is, and then I will come back.
something is telling me that this is not natural. Something is telling me that this is not natural. There was an angel that appeared in the Athenian camp. When the angel brought him, did you just say, the angel suspended between heaven and earth? And in one night, 186,000 soldiers, strong Roman men, they died at the shore of that city in one night.
I was still in this
If a man can still pray, all hope is not lost. First of all, tell your neighbor, if you can still pray, there is still hope. Tell your neighbor, if you can still pray, there is still hope. This is a man that fought until he stands before me. I see many people complain that they have prayed, they have done this, they have done that. I ask the guy, define to me, explain to me, please, what do you mean by I have prayed and fasted? He said, I have prayed 2 hours, I have prayed some time, I went on 3 days fasting. I said, look at this thing. Just because you fasted 3 days, all of us will run away. Just when you pray for 6 hours, all of us will run away. And my God, you know, if you pray 6 hours or 7 hours, when you come out of the prayer room, you will be like, oh God, when I go start to pray 6 hours, that's how some people come out of the place that pray 6 hours. If you tell them that they are looking at you, you will not be in place. That kind of prayer is a preparation for prayer. The men they taught us how to pray, we pray so that we pray. You mean that? We pray so that we'll be enabled to pray. We pray so that we'll be able to pray. We pray so that we'll be able to pray. Sometimes we pray for long, preparing for prayer meeting. I want to pray that everybody should come and pray. Self is supernatural. Come and mention me, he's a self. He came to my office and took pay. So mention me. We put the table here. When we put the table here, he started shaking. He started shaking. I said, what is our motivation in now? I want to wear this suit, I will wear this suit. If anything is about this suit, if I wear this suit, it is my spirit that is around me. If I do this suit, for you, it's not a shame, it's a flame on the ground. I said, welcome, come and join me. Then I need to have and share something with you in the message. This your hand. This your hand. Your hand has to be a conductor of today, my brother. I hope you know this your hand can conduct. I don't know about your own, but I know my hand can conduct. I'm not a different person from you. If it is the same Holy at work in me, if it is the same power at work in me that is at work in me, it is the same Jesus that I feel in my heart, it is the same Bible, it is the same praying in thoughts, it is the same fasting, nothing different. If you mount pressure on your own, the fire that will come out. If you mount pressure, certain things will come out of your life that you never knew were there. Initially, when my God came again, I never knew I was like this. You don't know yourself. I never knew I was like this. Because when I was ordained pastor, we are just kind of teachers. We are just teaching Bible. We are just every Friday, we pray for 1 hour, and then we teach Bible, teach Bible. But then I listen to someone. I don't know how I found out of the message. The name of the message was Sources of Power. I listened to it. The man told me. He said, you think your job is just to go and preach the gospel? After preaching, nobody is going to. When cripples come, you know, blind eyes, you escape. You use the back of you. Tell them, God is giving you Jesus. God is working on it. God is working. I'll be praying for you. You will be giving. How many of you have done that? I will be praying for you. God will give you and deliver you. In Jesus' name, we can pray on your face. Hey, our God is a blessing to God. He will not make you like this. He will pray on your face. Jesus. Hey. You don't have anything to do. Stop giving people empty promises. Just think of telling the person to send empty promises. You know what the Bible said? What the Bible said? Do you see? practical sense, you need to pray for them. Even though it's by prayer, it is, but you need to pray for them. He said, do them. Whatever it is you use to do them is not important. What is important is that you do them. I'm trusting God, I will do some help for business. Business. The guy that was doubting God, suddenly the guy had a hole on his teeth. He's planning to go to the dentist to remove his teeth. When we pray for the sick, in the meeting, instantly, the guy was doubting the hole of the kingdom. I mean, he was looking for the hole in his teeth, he couldn't find it. Faith left, everything left. Something that was not there was created. We need skilled men. If you go to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, I think I will lose it. Then we need to pray. Wow. If you go to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible said, and he shall speak out when we need the living. When will we speak out, my sister? I believe in my sister. Some of you will go away. Answer me now. When do you receive power? When will you receive power? I see. Are you supposed to receive power after you receive the tongues? That's what I thought. So, remember, I spoke in tongues. After speaking in tongues, I lost a critical message. I told the person fell back. I took the person up. I said, I speak in tongues. Start up. No, the Bible said, he shall see our after that the Holy Ghost is calling. Shall we upon? We are not here to teach the doctrine of the Spirit, but there is Spirit within. And there is Spirit upon. The Spirit of God comes to a time, a possibility that is given to you as a believer. There are many things you can do as a believer. Until the Spirit comes on you, you will not be able to do it. You will not be like a normal person. You are not a normal person, you are not a normal believer. I'm not so. Anything can happen to them. They come and tell you, be self-confident that God has been to give you self-confident. Meanwhile, the Spirit comes here. They will begin to gain energy. They will begin to gain my energy. There are some people that God has made warrior evangelists. You know what? They are evangelism in levels. There are people in the world of whom so many. If they come here, all of you must be born again. They you can't understand how they do it. But somehow, they get everybody going. They are not hoping that something will happen. They are preaching as they go. They come with the weapon. And that weapon is a solid destruction. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is gone. And then your weapons will begin to walk. And you will speak the weapons in your soul. Many times I did not know that I'm a warrior. I didn't know I can do this. I didn't know I can cast them. Power came one day, and I was teaching for the school in campus one day. Suddenly, the Spirit of God came on me. I said, what is this? The kind of boldness that came on me, I didn't believe I can be that bold. I was not born like this. This thing that makes some of us to behave like a lion, it is a camera. covenant. It's a covenant for whom is a spirit. My brother, when it comes for you, something comes for you. When it comes for you, everything becomes possible. It's a picture of what the king and the place of faith and what we have to do. When you speak, things begin to change. Anything you talk about, the only thing possibility to make something. If you come from the truth, I call it myself.
Thank you.
there are several people. There are many of the rest of the world upon you. There are many of the rest of the world upon you.
I call my authority that you go to me. Check yourself. What is wrong with you?
Oh my God, please now. Just watch our feeling. I need to take two testimonies. Two testimonies. Quickly. It's God has healed you. Quickly. Check yourself. Wait. If you have faith, you have faith. Check.
Yes.